Don't drink the water. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That warning for the residents of Jackson, Mississippi, after the failure of the city's water treatment facility. Governor Tate Reeves declaring a state of emergency.
The state has created an incident command structure and is surging our resources to the city's water treatment facility and beginning emergency maintenance, repairs, and improvements. We will do everything in our power to restore water pressure and get water flowing back to the people of Jackson.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency is helping to muster distribution of drinking water to an estimated 180,000 people. The already troubled water plant was further hampered by weekend flooding. The Justice Department says its taint team has now completed a review of the documents seized in the raid on former President Trump's home and set aside those that may be covered by attorney-client privilege. But Trump attorney Jim Trusty says they still want a special master appointed to oversee the process.
There's still a need for a judge to get involved on every aspect of this, checking their assertions of privilege, but also giving us fair, timely access, letting us build a case for why this search warrant was not only essentially morally wrong, but legally wrong.
A letter from the Trump legal team to the Justice Department attached to the affidavit used to get the search warrant says they will assert the president has absolute authority to declassify whatever he wants to. An FBI agent who was accused of bias in the handling of the investigation into Hunter Biden's laptop has left the agency. FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge Timothy Tebow retired over the weekend and, according to sources, was walked out of the building on Friday. Tebow was named by the Senate Judiciary Committee's ranking member, Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, in a letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray and Attorney General Merrick Garland, citing whistleblowers who alleged a pattern of political bias from high-ranking officials, including Tebow. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Federal government surging production, that is, of the monkeypox vaccine.
HHS is giving about $11 million to Grand River Aseptic Manufacturing in Michigan so the company can do what's called fill and finish manufacturing of the Jynneos vaccine. Fill meaning fill the bottles or syringes. Finish means labeling and packaging them. Rapidly increasing the production of the vaccine means more shots in arms faster to prevent monkeypox. And HHS says it'll also improve preparedness against the potential of smallpox bioterrorism. At the moment, the vaccine is produced by a Danish manufacturer. Till NATO, Fox News.
A U.N. nuclear watchdog team is set off on an urgent mission to safeguard the endangered Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in the midst of the fighting in Ukraine. There are warnings the plant could become unstable. An influential Shiite cleric has announced he'll resign from Iraqi politics, hundreds of his angry followers responding by storming the government palace. Violent clashes with security forces have left at least 15 protesters dead. Iraq's government has been deadlocked since Muqtadir el-Sadr's party won the largest share of the seats in the parliamentary elections last October, but not enough to secure a majority government. Two Air France pilots suspended after an in-flight fistfight.
The Air France pilots got into a dispute shortly after takeoff and then reportedly grabbed each other by their collars after one of the pilots hit the other. The incident happened in June during a flight from Geneva to Paris. A Swiss newspaper reports cabin crew intervened, and one crew member even spent the flight in the cockpit. The flight did continue and landed safely, according to a statement from Air France. In response, though, to this flight, the company says they plan to conduct a safety audit. John Saucier, Fox News.
Wall Street Monday, the Dow down 67. NASDAQ lost 45 points. The S&P 500, 141 points lower. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.